Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, we got a lot going on. Bayouk is basically what we're looking at now.
It's a two.
That's fine. I'm not really going for a zinger right there. But Brandon Ayuk and the Niners are done with one another. And that is the report that has just come out from The Athletic, that basically over this year, Brandon has been skipping a lot of team activities. He's been skipping meetings that he was supposed to attend. As he got closer to the potential of a practice window being opened, the Niners have used that behavior to go after voiding the guarantees in his contract next year. And I think what really surprises most people is apparently Brandon's response to that is, fine by me, told the Players Association, don't fight it. It clears the way for the 49ers to get out of this contract and have a clean release at the end of the year as they rework their wide receiver room around Ricky Pearsall. It's Willard and Dibbs. We see all of you. We are coming to your calls as quickly as possible, but we want to get some inside NFL perspective on this as well, so we go out to the River Islands guest line for Odyssey NFL Insider, Jason LaConfora, host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, Want to Bet? Listen to Want to Bet now on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Watch it live daily on Jason's X account. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Jason, great to have you. Thanks so much for doing it. And what is your reaction to this?
Look, there's a lot of reporting that was done a few years back that the days of Ayuk and Debo together were dwindling, and these guys kind of wanted out. And not even take the kind of out of it. And these seem like marriages of convenience when both guys re-upped, and it surprised some people around the league. And just seems like a team that didn't really have a feel for the human element of this and who really fit long-term, why guys were here, when windows might be sort of closing, at least windows with certain iterations of a team. I don't know a lot of people who thought it was great between Brandon Ayuk and the 49ers around the time before the contract got done, even when the contract got done. Obviously, since he's been hurt, This was one that looked like it was headed for a divorce before they re-upped and, I guess, recommitted and put a ring on each other's finger for however long that turns out to have been. I think it's another data point that's, pointing towards this being a team that's in transition.
And now they're transitioning to younger wide receivers. I just wondering, with your national perspective, can you remember outside of Le'Veon Bell, a player walking away from this much money guaranteed just to get out of a situation?
No, I mean, it doesn't happen very often. I'm sure he feels like he could go somewhere else past the physical. And I'm sure he sat with his representation and have looked at the what's out there on the open market and how he can compete vis-a-vis it. It doesn't happen every time. I mean, how many games has he played since they came to this agreement?
Seven.
I feel like seven games. I feel like you can count them on your hands. Like, nothing about this is particularly normal or usual. But again, it was kind of surprising when this happened in the first place, given what was going on at that time. And given how clear he was making it that, he'd like to be elsewhere, and considering the tenor of what I was hearing and others were hearing about potential for trade.
Jason LaConfora is with us. Insider Calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. I'd love to dig a little bit more into that, Jason. Like, what is your sense on what kind of interest he will garner next offseason?
The injuries are obviously an issue. The way this went down is an issue. But talent trumps all. I think there's a lot more we're going to have to find out. A lot of time's going to have to pass, obviously, before there's any resolution to this. But like when we get to the combine, and if he's in great health and he's working out, and the guys who hit free agency by and large these days all have some sort of wart on them. But it's not unusual, especially at that position, for things to go sour between a player and a team, whether it's over who the quarterback is or how much they're seeing of the football or who else got paid before them. I mean, it's that part of it is not unusual. And I think when you're hunting for wide receivers and you're looking at who's out there, whether it's trade or whether it's free agency, you know you're inheriting somebody else's problem, right? I mean, like, just what's going on with A.J. Brown right now? I mean, some of this you just have to account for. It comes with the territory, with the position. So I think he's a player who there's going to be people interested in, obviously.
Does this lead to some sort of a market reset at the position? You mentioned A.J. Brown. They're winning, and he still seems unhappy. Tyreek Hill, he won't get another big deal. He got hurt. And you could go down the list of guys who have underperformed versus their contract. Are teams going to finally sober up and stop shoveling money to the wide receiver position?
I mean, there may be a little bit of asset reallocation that comes out of this. And we're, is Bowers going to be able to stay healthy? The kid Warren looks like the real deal. Like, maybe it starts being shoveled over to tight ends a little bit more, especially guys who have that true, rare size speed combination. Maybe people decide to put it on their defensive players a little bit more. It's an interesting point. I would say this. Kansas City Chiefs could use peak Tyreek Hill right now. Now, he's way past peak, but Patrick Mahomes had 43 passing touchdowns of 20 yards or more between 2018 and 2022. You want to know how many he has since Tyreek Hill left the building? He's got six.
Six.
That's six. He's got less than Will Levis.
Wow.
He's got less than Aiden O'Connell. He's got less than Justin Fields.
That's quite a number. That's quite a number. Hey, Jason, real quick, just since I know you're there in Baltimore, what's going on with Lamar Jackson?
It's pretty banged up, man. Like, he's definitely hurting, and his legs are not a part of the equation right now, and they're kind of in win-ugly mode, and that's fine, and that'll be fine against the Jets in a couple of days. But then they play, on short rest, Cincinnati, and then they've got Pittsburgh, and then they've got Cincinnati again. Cincinnati's a good defense. But Cincinnati was scoring 40 points with Flacco.
Cincinnati with Burrow might be scoring 45, in which case Lamar's got to keep up. So people around here are going to be very interested to see if those legs come along for the ride. But he looks frustrated, and he clearly is not as twitched up and looking to run as he normally would be.
Jason, we appreciate you jumping in for a few minutes on short notice. Thanks so much, man.
No worries. Thank you, guys.
Okay, there he goes. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Jason Lockenfor. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Jason, the host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, Wanna Bet. Remember to listen to Wanna Bet on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, or watch it live daily on Jason's X account. Back to you at 888-957-9570. And again, if you're just joining us here on a holiday, getaway Friday, Brandon Ayuk and Brandon Ayuk and the Niners, second try, are headed for a divorce. Brand new athletic report from Diana Russini and Mike Silver stating that the Niners are going to void the guarantees in Brandon's contract next year based on what has been taking place this year, which is the skipping of meetings, the skipping of team activities, and Brandon is reportedly not going to fight it and has told the NFL Players Association, do not file a grievance on my behalf. That means Brandon will simply just be released.
Right.
At the
it's
end of the year.
It's because he would lose. And just judging by my research, one of the things is refusing to attend mandatory team activities, practices, or games. Also not adhering to a specified rehab program for an injury. Now, I don't know if he's done that, but there are a number of different things. Conduct detrimental to the team. He probably hasn't done that, but just not doing what you're supposed to as far as meetings, practices, games, and all the rest of it, you can be in breach of contract and it can be voided.
I'm very, this is a horrible decision by Brandon Ayuk. And I'm super thankful for it as a 49er fan.
Well, it's not just the one decision. I think it's a long series of choices that he's made.
Yeah.
And that includes probably not doing the things that the team asked him to do along this road of rehab, still go to meetings, still go to practices. And the report from The Athletic is he's been going to the facility early, working out by himself, and leaving before anyone else arrives. Man. And I would guess that the team wants him to be around his teammates and be in meetings, you know?
Well, and it reminds me of what he said on social media to Jaden Daniels that he purposefully released, and that famous line that you always love to repeat.
They say they don't want me.
Well, you know what? You're finally right. They do say that, and they don't. And this is a humongous favor that he's doing for the 49ers. I think he's doing himself and his career a total disservice, but good for the Niners, basically, with what's taking place. All right, back to your calls. We want to hear from a lot of you, as many of you as possible. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, Odyssey Sports Station, in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. It's a Football Friday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. Let's see. We're going out to Robert in San Jose. Hi, Robert. Thank you for calling. What's up?
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, guys. Thanks for the insight on this. My name is B.A. With most folks that it's good for the 49ers. What's happening, we got to get more money to invest in the team. Brandon Ayuk has been a really good receiver for us. Won us a couple of games in the Super Bowl year. I can argue that. He's been really good. We got really gonna miss him, but now we have two really good receivers. I think it has to do with the decisions that a lot of times that Shanahan has made. This one is because of injury. I don't know that we would be in this situation if he wasn't injured. I don't think we would. But I think it's gonna help the team. It's gonna be good for us. I don't know what the status is on guys that have been injured in the past with the type of injury that Brandon Ayuk has had with the three different ligaments that were torn. I don't know, pretty serious. How guys have come back from that? Interested to know if anybody has done the research on that.
Yeah, Robert, not off the top of our heads by any stretch. Thanks so much. That was as serious of a knee injury, basically, as can happen.
It's up there.
It was a total reconstruction. It was multiple ligaments, all of those things. But in today's day and age, can you come back from that? Yeah, you can. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say Brandon Ayuk's career is done. What I'm going to point out is he just gave up a contract that was signed at, and I love your question of Jason LaConfora, what I think is kind of going to be the height of the receiver boom. He signed it at that time. He's now giving it up. And even I can admit this, right? I'm such a Brock Purdy fan. But at the same time, like, I get that when you're on a really good offense with a lot of really good options and a good coach who's a good play caller, dude, your numbers get inflated. Do you know how many damn places you can end up as a wide receiver where you are just super stuck?
Oh, yeah.
Do any of you think Jerry Jeudy's a good receiver? I do. How's he doing?
Not great.
Like, you get stuck in this league, dude. There's not that many good quarterbacks, good play caller combos who, oh, by the way, have a great tight end and a good other receiver and a right, like an offensive line. Like, you don't just find that.
We'll even go to A.J. Brown, where they have a...
Right.
Their quarterback is good, but they prefer not to throw the ball. They would prefer to run it, and they want their quarterback to run around and make plays. And so A.J. Brown, one of those guys making massive money, he's not happy because he's not getting the ball. And last I checked, are they 8-2, Philadelphia?
I've heard that they are.
They're on their way to being a number one seed, yet he's not happy because he doesn't get the ball, and he's on a team that's really good, but the offense is not high-powered. So, yeah, that's the situation. As to his question about the injury, looking at the official data on this, they've had a 71% return to play, athletes who have the ACL and the MCL, and the range is anywhere between 270 days and a full year. And his surgery was December 1st, I believe. So that's he's coming up on a full year, and not only is his practice window not open, but now his contract's getting voided.
I mean, just look around the league and think, like, okay, Brandon's going to want a new contract. He's going to want as much money as possible. He's going to work out. He's going to try to show people that he's healthy and ready to go, right? So let's look at some teams real quick that might go, oh, we're going to need a receiver. What if the Raiders would like a receiver?
Yeah, okay? They probably need one, right?
Okay, how about the Tennessee Titans?
They need
a receiver.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
New York Jets need a receiver. Boy, the Dolphins might want to replace Tyreek Hill. That could happen. Let's see. Who else might want a receiver? Ooh, the Saints just got rid of someone. They just got rid of Shaheed. Saints might want a receiver. Let's see. Boy, gosh, Arizona Cardinals. They probably want a receiver. Do you want that bag? You are never going to see 1,300. You're going to need 2 years to get 1,300 yards with these teams. You're just, it's...
Well, if you run through the list of quarterbacks on those teams you just mentioned, those are all the teams that either hate their quarterback or don't have a good one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Those are the teams who are going to be probably looking at a rookie or a drafted somebody, and so you're going to go to that team. And honestly, Brandon Ayuk, if he gets signed, and I think he will, he's probably going to get you look good. It's going to be a one-year prove-it deal.
One or two-year deal.
For $12 or $15 million.
Maybe.
Let's go out there and see if you can put up a healthy year, and then we can talk about a long-term extension. He's in a spot where, coming off of this injury, he needs to show it, like show it in a real game for a long time before he gets another big bag.
Looks like Brandon Ayuk and the Niners are done. We're talking it out, taking your calls. The 5 o'clock sip is presented by Surfside. Golden State Warriors are back. Celebrate with Surfside. 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, 0 bubbles. It's not a seltzer. It's Surfside. Got to be 21. Please drink responsibly. Here's the games we're sipping on this weekend, of course. We got the Warriors with a cup game against the Blazers tonight. They're also going to host Utah on Monday. That, obviously, is when the 49ers are going to be playing as well with the Panthers in town. And don't forget the Go Sharks. Another win last night. Ottawa is in town tomorrow at 4 o'clock. And then, big game this weekend.
Big game, big,
big game,
game.
Big game. Cal Stanford coming up tomorrow at 4:30. Boy, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
That's the 5 o'clock sip presented by Surfside. Back to the phones. Let's go to Paul in San Jose. Hi, Paul. Thanks for the call.
Yo, how y'all doing?
Good, what's Paul? Good, it's Paul. Friday.
Hey, I just wanted to talk about two things. First of all is, who in the hell is in Brandon Ayuk's corner? I mean, what is going on with this man? First, he had an opportunity to be traded to the Patriots, right? He could have been playing with Drake May.
Good point.
Turned that down.
Yep.
Had an opportunity to be playing with the Steelers. Turned that down. He finally got his money. Had a terrible start. Tore up his knee. And then this year goes Jimmy Garoppolo on the 49ers. And now he turns down, what, $25 million next year? What is going on? This is one of the weirdest downfalls since AB, honestly. This is weird. But you know what? There's no point in crying over spilled milk. If you guys aren't busy tomorrow, 12:30, Oregon, USC, there's a receiver that I think the Niners are looking at, Mekhi Lemon. He has the second best odds to win the Biletnikoff. He's the highest rated PFF receiver in college football. I think that's a name we need to look at because we're definitely going to need receivers. Juwan Jennings, yeah, we can bring him back, but his role is at 3. And then Ricky Pearsall, his health is too up and down. George Pickens could be a receiver we can look at in free agency, but oof, the draft is where to go.
Yeah, Paul, thanks. All interesting options. I'm out on George Pickens.
Yep.
I don't want another diva receiver in exchange for a diva receiver. That's just me. I know he's performing well in Dallas. He's a perfect Cowboy. Perfect Cowboy. Just go be that guy. Put up numbers. Lose the game 38-35. Go out too late in Vegas. Perfect. That's you, Dallas. You do you. I'll take adults on the team. Thank you very much. I'll take Ricky Pearsall, Juwan Jennings types. Don't know if Jennings is going to be back. We'll see. I do know the Niners are high on Jordan Watkins. We'll see what he can become going forward. I do think that they will be active in free agency as well. You know, the receivers he's talking about, Biletnikoff guys who are going to be like early first round. First of all, the Niners are not going to have a pick where they can get that guy, and I don't think that's what they should be using.
Well, even if they could use their mid-first capital. Pick. Yeah, like, you got Pearsall at the end of the first round. You have other needs. You need offensive line.
Thank you.
Need so many other things. And, you know, you talk about Jordan Watkins. He's played 17 snaps this year. So
right. He got hurt. Like I
understand, but you drafted him, and he's not healthy enough to play. And you drafted Jacob Cowing, and he's not even able to be active ever. So can we stop with the drafting of wide receivers? Like,
well, no.
Re-sign Kendrick, re-sign Juwan, and just bring back some veterans who you know work in the system.
Those guys aren't going to cost you that much. No, they're not going to cost you that much, but I'm not out on drafting receivers. They drafted all of these guys who have succeeded so much. Debo, Brandon, and the early returns on Ricky. I get that there's injury frustration there, but I just wouldn't do it early in the first round. But I'm not out on drafting receivers.
I'm out on drafting receivers early in the draft, certainly. If you want to find a guy late, sure. And you've drafted Trent Taylor. I mean, that didn't work out.
Those three I just mentioned were all gone by the 40th pick in the draft.
Right, and the jury's still out on Pearsall.
I guess, sure.
I mean, when he's played, he's looked good.
Yeah.
One catch for zero yards last week.
Debo and Brandon are two players who have put up monster years for this
team.
Debo
was a unicorn, and Brandon Ayuk had a couple of really good years, and then now what happened. And interesting what Jason Lockett Forrest said about misreading the person, and I think that's something where the Niners need to look at their process, because that whole contract thing was a misread. I think that they thought that Brandon Ayuk would cave, and he didn't. And I thought that once he signed, I think that they believed that once Ayuk got his bag, he would be a different person, and he wasn't.
This is a phenomenal point, actually.
Jason Lockett Four is the one who made it.
Well,
it's great.
Don't forget that after his rookie year, Brandon got thrown in the doghouse, because the reports were, at least in the opinion of Kyle Shanahan, Brandon Ayuk showed up year two and went, "Oh, I'm the man now."
Yep.
You all saw me as a rookie. I'm the guy now. And the Niners didn't like that. And they had to go through a process of building him back up, which he handled well.
Yep.
And he did get to a point where he was the man. And he was putting up big numbers. But that personality trait obviously came back up right when it was contract time. And the second the Super Bowl was over, he was on Instagram with his girlfriend in the parking lot of Levi's Stadium, and in effect, that was the beginning of the end.
Right.
Right then and there.
And I do think if you look at Debo, and I think it was a second-round pick on Debo, and from a character standpoint, he's a perfect Niner. He was the boombox guy, and he was out there looking for contact. And George Kittle and Christian McCaffrey, when you acquired him, and Kyle Juszczyk and Trent Williams, these guys are cut from really the same cloth. They just want to go out there, compete, hit, and win. And Ayuk, it turns out, personality-wise, he was a little bit of a different cat, and now he's going to be on the move somewhere else.
888-957-9570, the Niners and Brandon Ayuk headed for a divorce. They are going to void his guarantees next year. He is not going to fight it. He is going to be released at the end of the season. This all courtesy of an Athletic report by Mike Silver and Diana Russini that came out just about an hour ago. We're taking your calls. Dre in Napa is next up. Hi, Dre. Thanks for calling.
Hey, what's up, man? Dre in Napa, first time caller. Really appreciate you guys taking my phone call.
Thanks, Dre.
I had a question before I got started. Like, how long has this behavior been going on? Like, do you guys know?
Well, you don't really know, but I can tell you that the reports
and the tea leaves.
Yeah, there were things through the years, but I think that those were thrown aside as growing pains in a very young player. But as I just said, this really started once the Super Bowl took place a couple of seasons ago, and Brandon went into his contract negotiations. He was very public. He was very much out on social media. His behavior around the 49er facility apparently rubbed Kyle Shanahan and others the wrong way multiple times. You never forget that time where he came out with the wrong pants on, and then in effect, started throwing articles of clothing out on the field before he went back into the locker room to put the right pants on, and there was much, much more. So if I had to whittle it down, I would say to you that the first big signs were February 2024.
Yeah, no, I agree, and I feel like he's been playing in our face since then. You know, he's showing out on social media, and insinuating he wanted to leave, and then I felt like we extended an olive branch, you know, Kyle Shanahan running up there and asking for him to get signed and stuff. So I just feel like it's replacing a wide receiver like him is going to be hard in the market the way it is. You know, decent wide receivers on the market are getting expensive, you know, dealing with Shanahan's wide receiver jail, you know, takes a minute for him to trust a wide receiver. You know, there's a few good ones in the draft, but, you know, we're probably going to end up with DNs and O-line this year. You know, I'm not necessarily sure, but, you know, is this an issue that can technically be resolved, or is this just like a, like, he's tired and he's leaving for sure.
Oh, he's gone.
Yeah, Dre, it sounds to me, and thank you so much for the first-time call, man. It means the world to us.
Yeah. There's no going back from this.
Not only is there no going back, I want everyone to know, it sounds like the Niners have arrived at a spot where they feel like they have tried everything. They have been reaching out to him to get something different from him throughout the year. We know, obviously, the story that many of you have referenced, Kyle Shanahan. There was one of you called in and said, like, he wouldn't agree to the Steelers thing. That was actually a small inaccuracy.
Right.
Brandon did agree
at the last minute
to the Steelers deal, and then he met with Kyle, and they finally, like, they found common ground, and that's when Kyle went up the stairs to tell John, don't pull the trigger on that deal. So they've worked with him. They've asked for him to do, and I'm sure teammates have done the same. And it's getting worse. It's getting worse, not better, and it's done.
And now it's over. And the whole idea about replacing the wide receiver, I'm just looking at the leaders in catches this year in the National Football League. And among the top seven, three of them are not wide receivers. McCaffrey is number two. Trey McBride is five. Ferguson is seven. He's a tight end. And if you go further down, if you go all the way to the top 30, I'm counting no fewer than nine of the top 30 in catches are not wide receivers. And this is when I asked Jason Lockett-Fora about a market shift. And yeah, you look at Dalton Schultz and Travis Kelce and Tyler Warren, Kyle Pitts. Those are all tight ends. There are six tight ends in the top 30 in catches. So do you need good wide receivers? Yeah, but you don't need to have top of the market elite ones unless you happen to have one of them. Ja'Marr Chase is number one. Puka Nacua is number three. Amon-Ra is number six. These dudes are paid in full, and they're earning it. That's more the exception than the rule, though.
Real quick, and just because I know a lot of people are bringing up free agency, I want to throw a few names at you that, like, in this moment, I find interesting for next year, not overly expensive. Again, the wide receiver room that we at least know about in this moment for next year, Ricky Pearsall, probably DeMarcus Robinson, Jordan Watkins, and Sean. That's probably it as far as what I would be comfortable saying. Those three will probably be three of the six or seven guys.
Thank you for leaving out Cowing.
Yeah, I'm going to leave out Jacob Cowing for right now. Juwan Jennings, if that gets resolved and he wants to come back and they want him back, obviously you love that. He knows the system. He's a veteran. He's good. Could you draft some more? You could. But let me give you a few names that I think lay in the weeds a little bit who could be, would be successful 49ers. I would say Jacoby Myers. I have a feeling he's actually going to be expensive, though. But Rashid Shaheed, who just got traded to the Seattle Seahawks, that's a downfield presence. That's an interesting player to me. Let me give you a few more. What about Alec Pierce, who is currently 25 years old and is a pretty reliable guy for the Indianapolis Colts? He's a piece of their wide receiver puzzle.
And he'll be a free agent, huh?
These are all free agents. If I'm naming them, that means they're free agents. How would you feel about Wandale Robinson?
I love Wandale Robinson.
From the New York Giants.
A little bit more of a smaller slot guy.
He is.
You'd have to put Pearsall as the boundary X. Shout out Greg Cosell. But I like the fit. He's a guy who's pretty good.
Yeah. Why, and again, I'm looking at guys that are all like not had their 28th birthday yet.
And all not going to make more than, you know, 10 or so million a year.
Yeah. Wandale hasn't even turned 25 yet. So that's a name that I really like. What about, gosh, I mean, I know he was really good and looked, you know, he was good against the Niners last week. Greg Dortch is a free agent. That kid.
A little bit more like Wandale in the size.
Yep, he's exactly right. So,
Alec Pierce, by the way, leads the NFL in yards per reception.
Yeah, Alec Pierce,
I didn't realize
that.
He's a
good receiver.
20.9 per catch.
And if I do want to extend beyond age 28, Christian Kirk is 29. He's already been traded once in his current deal because it was overly inflated. He signed an $18 million per year deal with the Jaguars. He's now ended up with the Texans. I think that deal goes down. That's someone you get more for about $12 million, and he's still not 30. That's a guy who I think could succeed with the San Francisco 49ers next year.
All good names. He's only played 7 games, 21 catches this year for Houston, so he might be a little past his prime. I like the idea of going to Juwan and saying, hey, Juwan, you know the situation here. You like us. We like you. Let's go ahead and give you a new contract. And he's got voidable years that you can take care of. You can parag this thing up, and you can flip some of his money. And I think Juwan Jennings is the perfect Niner because he's physical, he blocks, and he's not somebody who needs the ball.
I agree with you. I really agree with you. And one of the first questions I'm going to ask our Niner insiders and people like Tim Kawakami was the first one a few weeks back, kind of at the beginning of the season, who was like, Juwan's back, but this is going to be it probably for Juwan. I wonder if this news changes life for Juwan and the Niners. Because looking at the calculus going forward for Juwan, Brandon was a piece of it. At least it was to us. I don't know. Maybe the Niners have known all along that Brandon's going to be gone. But we all thought, okay, flash forward to next year, Juwan wants more. Brandon and Ricky are going to be 1 and 2. Maybe he doesn't want to be 3rd in Juwan anymore. Maybe he'd like to move up to 2nd in Juwan.
Which is what he's been this year.
Absolutely.
He's been 1st in Juwan at times.
If Brandon's going to be gone, maybe that changes the conversation between the Niners and Juwan Jennings.
And you wonder, and he had to fight to get what he got, which is a $9 million cap hit with a nice signing bonus that's spread out again, prorated out through the life of the deal. But if the Niners and Juwan want to do it again, there's a certain price point that's probably more than what he made this year, but it's doable.
Maybe, because again, he reportedly wanted $20 million coming off of what happened last year, but now he's going to be coming off of what happened this year, which is not going to be the numbers he put up last year. So I don't think he's going to get that number that he wants. I think the Niners were right about that, but I don't know where those feelings are. Because we're sitting here talking about a different receiver who has had a year and a half of feelings spillover.
Right.
And now it's done.
And if you're Juwan, 32 catches, 3 touchdowns. He's played 9 of the 11 games. He's played through 5 broken ribs and multiple other ailments. And he is a tough, tough guy. It's a difficult one, though, because I don't know what the market would look at for Juwan Jennings. He's not a top market guy. He's not a wide receiver 2. He's a wide receiver 3.
Yep.
But on this team, he's a damn good one.
Let me throw one more name in that I think is interesting. Romeo Doubs, Green Bay Packers. And the way they draft receivers, I don't think they're interested at all in re-signing him to a big number. He has had some issues with the team.
Yep.
And so I don't know if the Niners feel like he fits. Also, Calvin Austin of the Steelers, who's only 26 years old, another smaller receiver, speed guy. Anyway, those are some names you can play with that I don't think break the bank. Let's go to Ralph in San Rafael. Hey, Ralph, thank you for the call. Ralph,
up,
you
guys?
With us?
How you guys doing today?
Hey, Ralph.
What's going on?
Yeah, I'm with you. Okay, so here's the thing. I think people sometimes, I don't know if people forget, but, you know, maybe as a defender of Brandon a little bit, you know, he was named on, you know, Jeremy Fowler's list in 2024 as a top 10 player at his position. You know, he was also, you know, second team all NFL in 2023. And the reason I'm saying that is my question is this. Do you guys think it's possible that he was able to get some sort of settlement, you know, from the Niners that at least you know, mitigated the Niners' liability and payments, and at least gave him a little something. They gave him some incentive to be like, okay, you know, to the NFLPA, hey, you know, don't fight this. I'm just wondering, like, is that something that's possible, you know, in today's situation? And do you think that's something that is likely that has happened? And that's pretty much my question.
Yeah, thanks. Ralph, thanks. I don't know that idea is above board. I don't know what happens behind the scenes.
Yeah,
but
I'm looking at SpotTrack, and there's a note that says $20 million of his compensation from last year through next year is insured. So I don't know if that means it's insured unless it gets voided.
Right.
I do think that the signing bonus, which was a reported $23 million, cha-ching, you get that. And this year he gets, you know, all the money except for the roster bonuses, which were, you know, $300K per game. That counts. So he makes another $9 million this year, even though he didn't play. End of money.
Right. That's it.
I mean, that's the way I read it.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
But it's peanuts in comparison to what the entire life of the deal threatened to be.
Oh, yeah.
And I do not believe that what Ralph is suggesting is legal within the salary cap situation. I don't think you can just be like, okay, Brandon, if you agree not to fight this, here's $20 million. Let's just go away.
Yeah.
Like, maybe.
Could go full Kawhi and just give him a job.
Right. Yeah. If Brandon gets a bunch of new ad campaigns suddenly,
totally,
even though he's not on a team, then maybe. But no, I don't think that's allowed.
No, and I do think that the compensation that he ends up earning, so he got a $23 million signing bonus, $9 million for, or, you know, roughly about $6 million for this year. That's $29 million for 7 games. I think that is fair enough on its own, and he gets to be free to move about the country.
Brandon Ayuk and the 49ers coming to a reported divorce. The Athletic states that Ayuk has been skipping team meetings, team functions. The 49ers have used that to void the guarantees in his contract next year. And Brandon will not fight that through the Players Association. So that opens the door for an outright release at the end of the year. And we're talking it out right here on 95.7 The Game, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, certainly not your receivers, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
That was all funny. Right. You deserved more than silence. I should have given you a solid Cosell.
No, it's all right.
Mop, mop.
I was in the, you know, we're in the middle of something over here.
I liked it.
Anyway,
it was good.
I appreciate you. Let's do Derek in San Mateo. Hi, Derek. What's going on?
Not much, guys. I'm loving the talk. I don't like the topic. I'm very, very bummed about this. I really am, because Brandon Ayuk, to me, was a talent that we cannot replace. I mean, I think this is probably the best outcome, because if he was, you know, drama in the locker room, I guess, you know, we had to part ways, but this is bad for the Niners. It's just bad because we can't replace him. We can't draft a wide receiver early, but, you know, we got so many other problems. To add to your list, Mark, you were saying, of the wide receiver, I would say, hey, Kendrick Bourne belongs to that list, because that's the kind of players that are out there. Brandon Ayuk was special, and I'm like, can't we all just get along? Can't we all just get along? Because I don't want to see Brandon Ayuk on another team, like, say, the Rams or the Seahawks, because you see how, you know, George Pickens went to the Cowboys, and he flourished. He just needed a different, you know, place, and he's doing great. I mean, albeit with, you know, I don't want him either on our team, but, you know, I'm very sad about this, because Brandon Ayuk was very, very special, and I wish he was still a Niner. I wish they could have worked it out. That's all I got.
Derek, I get where you're coming from completely.
Thanks, Derek.
Yeah, from like the fan emotional standpoint. I would challenge you on the idea that they can't replace Brandon Ayuk. First of all, I think 95% of wide receivers in the NFL are incredibly replaceable.
That might be a little high, but I know your point is well taken.
The point is that, like, if you've got a good offensive line and a good quarterback and a good play caller, you could win with a lot of different receivers. Go check Tom Brady's career. So, but especially when you're talking about $30 million a year, are you telling me that for $30 million, you don't think you could go out there and get Brandon's production at the receiver position and probably a whole lot more at other positions? Like, I could bolster my offensive line. I can take some shots in the draft. I know people love to just rip the Niners' evaluation of receivers, but they evaluated Debo, and they evaluated Brandon, if you like him, and they evaluated Ricky. And
Dante Pettis in the second round.
No doubt.
Jalen Hurd in the third round.
And Jordan Watkins, who they like. They're not like
Danny Gray in the third.
You're not going to hit on all of them.
We can play tit for tat.
Of course we can.
Of the latter than the former.
But you're not. I mean, you're not.
Well, I don't know which is which. I didn't want to say that first T word again.
My point is, listening. No, that's strong. You're never going to hit on all of them. I don't think the Niners are horrible at evaluating wide receivers. I could much easier make the point that they're horrible at evaluating running backs, by the way. But the point is,
yeah,
is
that's, probably worse than wide receiver.
That's only one way to go about replacing this. You know, he said bring Kendrick Bourne back. Okay, that'll cost you $2 million.
Yeah,
fine.
That'd be a raise.
Yeah, you could do that if you want. That's fine. But, like, I think they're going to do all of it. I think they'll probably do all of it. They'll probably keep some familiar names. They'll probably go out in free agency, and they'll probably draft. They'll probably do all of it.
Yep, just don't use early picks because you have other needs.
I agree with you.
If you want to look at, you know, it's been a mixed bag, and you mentioned the hits, and I mentioned the misses, and, you know, Jacob Cowing was in the fourth. That was a fourth-round effort. He has four catches, Jacob Cowing, and this is now his second season, so that hasn't worked out. And Ronnie Bell in the seventh, whatever, it's a seventh. That's a flyer. Danny Gray in the third, he had one catch for the Niners in his career. So, yeah, you're going to have to do it in all ways. Brandon Ayuk is replaceable, and honestly, if you think about what the 49ers do, I think that Kyle Juszczyk is more irreplaceable than Brandon Ayuk because you need a fullback. You run 21 personnel a bunch. You only need two wide receivers, maybe three, to be frontline guys, and you already have one in Pearsall. You hope you have one in Watkins, and then you just need one more, and it could be Juwan or another vet.
Let's go to Marv in Livermore, who's next up here on Willard and Dibs. Hey, Marv, thanks for the call.
Hey, fellas, good show. Actually, this is my second time calling because, Mark, when you mentioned Washington, I did my inner diz and did a deep research and found out next year Niners play NFC East. That means if B.A. goes to Washington, they could be playing against B.A. and Debo. And I hope everybody's healthy because that would be like a super emotional playoff atmosphere. They're going against those two.
No doubt.
So
although,
keep
in mind real quick, Marv, I actually think Debo, I've left him off my chatter because of the situation. Debo's a free agent at the end of the year as well. So Debo might be in a completely new uniform.
Yeah. And the one thing on B.A. being replaceable, I think production-wise, yeah, but in Kyle Shanahan's offense, they also have to block. And you see all across the NFL, wide receivers do not like to block. So that would be the harder part to replace for B.A.
I think that's a good point.
That's why I love the Juwan re-sign all the more.
Agreed.
And I'm going to say this, and I can't believe I'm going to say it. Grandy, I hope you're listening. They need to bring back Sky Moore. The 49ers need to retain Sky Moore. He's done some things in the kick return game now.
Yeah, but that's like
it's peanuts.
But it's not.
He's not really a receiver per se.
Like I don't think that. Like I may agree, I may disagree, but I don't
as a receiver.
He counts
when
as
you,
a receiver. Yes.
When you put together your game day roster,
that was
he's
a
only
funny
making
day.
A million and a half.
That was a funny day.
He can't catch.
What's that guy's name again?
Carrington Harrison.
Yeah, Carrington Harrington is his name, and. He
can't catch.
Yeah, he works in Kansas City, and he hated Sky Moore.
Yeah.
And Sky Moore's ended up being a good deal for the Niners.
Yeah, he's made enough plays to earn his $1.5 million.
Grandy's got less hair than he used to because of Sky Moore.
Fair enough,
but it's ended up being a good deal for the Niners.
It's turned into Grandy's grays.
Wow. Three.
I'll take it. Thank you.
Yeah. Grandy, do you like Sky Moore now? I want you to say it.
He's caught too many punts for my liking.
I know.
Grandy, have you gotten grayer since he started kick returning?
Okay. Yes, but I don't know if it's because of him.
Okay.
Huh, okay.
I went for it. Whatever. He's 29. He can get gray.
I'm not upset about it. I got some grays coming in.
We can continue to discuss. All right. Evan in Sacramento is next. Hi, Evan. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, Willard and Dibs. First time, long time.
I think there's a name that you guys are forgetting to mention for free agency. And that's something that the Niners need, and that's Trey Hendrickson, a pass rusher on the opposite side of Bosa. And we can move our rookie over into DT because he's been playing better as a defensive tackle than he is as an edge. And as for BA, I think one of the reasons why this is coming out now is because I think he's frustrated that the Niners are continuously winning. And with talent lesser than him. And yeah, it's a lot of production from Christian, but the receivers are getting yards and they're playing a lot better than what the same amount of production as BA would do. Anyway, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for calling. Yeah, first time. Love to hear it.
Thanks very much. Yeah, appreciate it. Now, we're not leaving out Trey Hendrickson because we forgot. We've just only been talking about wide receivers, but if
a little bit more money in the coffers now.
Well, if that's Evan's point, then it is one with which I agree.
Yeah,
this money could make the Niners players at other positions, and if you want to say get someone on the opposite side of Bosa for multiple reasons: A, because it works, and B, because Nick keeps tearing ACLs. And then you move Mykel Williams, also torn ACL, to the inside, along with others, Alfred Collins, whatnot. Is that a good strategy? I don't hate the idea at all. Watch last night's game between the Texans and the Bills and tell me if things look good when you have two awesome edge rushers at the same time. Holy crap, the
Texans defense. And you have a guy going in the A and the B gap, absolutely destroying people. Yes. And that's what Mykel Williams hopefully would become. So, yeah, let's get more of those big, fast, tackling D linemen. I'm here for it because you'll see Monday night the two worst sacking teams in the National Football League. You're going to see Brock and Bryce with clean uniforms just standing in the pocket picking people apart.
888-957-9570 is the number. Brandon Ayuk and the Niners headed for a split. Brandon has been skipping meetings and team activities. The Niners use that to void the guarantees in his contract next year. Brandon will not fight that through the Players Association. He's expected to be released after the year. That all from an athletic report from Mike Silver and Diana Russini. Oh, look, one of our favorites. Jose in Oakland's on the line. Hi, Jose. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Look. The Niners couldn't have gotten any luckier. First, Brock Purdy, now their chance to get rid of Brandon Ayuk. I highly doubt the guy is going to be the same as he was before after that injury. Granted, he was productive, but he is not a T.O. type of player. And he did bring that kind of vibe, that kind of diva attitude, unfortunately. If the Niners did learn anything about that fiasco with Brandon Ayuk, please do not give in into signing Jennings for more money. I mean, he already gave you a glimpse of what he can do when he decides that he wants to act like a diva. And as far as the pass rusher, you know what? Now it really makes me mad the fact they didn't go after Quinn and Williams. I mean, that's money that now they would have. They would have been able to afford him without, you know, having to go, you know, trying to get lucky in the draft or trying to get somebody else to trade with them for a player of that caliber. But you know what? That's neither here nor there. That train has left the station already. Like I said, you know what? Brandon Ayuk, he was a good player while he was a 49er. And while he decided that he wanted to be a 49er, he decided that he doesn't want to be a 49er anymore. You know what? Good for him. I wish him nothing but the best, but we're on another team. As far as being with the 49ers, he's really doing them a solid by just walking away.
Jose, thanks as always. You know something I notice, and you know that game? People do it sometimes when they're shopping or whatever. They'll be like, do you like the black or the blue? And you play that psychological game with them where you definitively answer.
Yeah.
And then you can help them access how they really feel
exactly
by being definitive. Oh, I like the black. And then they go, no, but I really like the blue. Great. Now you know you like the blue.
Exactly.
Get the blue. Well, I'm feeling that right now because Brandon Ayuk took a whole summer of contract negotiations. We talked about it too much on this radio station, quite frankly. And there were a lot of opinions on all sides. Have you noticed, though, as we arrive at now, and I get that an injury was thrown into this and a very significant one, but we arrive at this player who almost helped win a Super Bowl for the 49ers, and right as we get to this, oh, he's gone. We're letting him go. We haven't heard one person go, oh, no, don't let Brandon go.
We've heard a few people say, we love Brandon. We can't replace Brandon. There's been a little of that, but overwhelmingly, it's been twofold. One of like, okay, yeah, good. We need to get out from underneath the contract. And, yeah, let's find somebody else who we actually can really love.
More phone calls coming up. Those of you on hold, stay right where you are. Before we go, though, I want to pass this along as well. We referenced Tim Kawakami talking about how he thinks Juwan Jennings is probably not going to be on the team next year. Well, he has tweeted about this in the wake of the Brandon Ayuk news. And a follower asked him, assuming that Ayuk is gone, does it make it more likely that they bring back Jennings in the offseason? Tim's response was, not sure. I've been wondering about this one for a while. Safest guess is if Jennings gets a solid bid elsewhere, the 49ers would not match.
Yeah, okay. And, you know,
I don't know what a solid bid is, and we don't know if that bid is coming.
Well, we know that he's not making a ton this year, and it was mostly just signing bonus, and it was ostensibly a one-year add-on. So a solid bid, a solid deal would be like 3 years and 36 with 20 guaranteed. That would be one that I think that they would balk at.
You think?
Yeah, I think that they would be looking for more, another one of these short-term deals.
But, I mean, does it count as a solid deal if what Jennings wanted last offseason was 20 and then he gets 12? I'll say this. This list that we're reading of available wide receivers, I mean, that's the list. It's not a great offseason of major wide receiver free agents, and that may help Juwan.
And also, if you think about what the Niners do, and I just ran the numbers, they complete 39% of their passes to wide receivers. 39%. That feels like it's on the lower end of the league. I haven't run the numbers on every team, but 61% of their passes are completed to the fullback, the running backs,
and the tight ends.
And Connor Colby, who has a catch.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Don't sleep on double C's.
Yeah, he gets a little piece of that pie. All right, coming up Monday, Niners and Panthers. We'll be there. Laughing Monk Brewing, Sunnyvale, right down the street. Get you ready for the game starting at 2. The food and drink there is incredible. Sign up for the shuttle from the stadium. The first one is sold out, but we got you another one. So go to 957thegame.com to sign up now. The seats do fill up fast. 957thegame.com. Brandon Ayuk and the Niners on their way to a divorce. 888-957-9570. It's Willard and Dibbs.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
I'm not a doctor, so.
It's questionable. Questionable concern.
All right.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right, Brandon Ayuk and the Niners splitting up.
Splitsville.
Yeah. Yep. He's going to get released after the season. And that due to the fact that he's not been showing up. This is all from an athletic report. Mike Silver, Diana Rossini, hasn't been showing up to team activities, meetings. Niners used that behavior to void the guarantees in his contract for next year. And Brandon is electing to not fight that through the Players Association. So with all of that said, that means that the door is open for this to just be a done deal. Brandon gets released, and yeah, the Niners are going to get a bunch of money back either go shopping or save or whatever. But as they moved into a transitional period that was largely pointed to money because of Brock Purdy, George Kittle, Fred Warner, and Brandon Ayuk, this is a significant development.
Yeah, and it's a development that honestly they probably were looking at the end of next year, where they could have gotten out from underneath the contract. The cap hit would have been a little bit bigger, but now if you don't like the way the player is comporting himself, and they don't, you go ahead and void the contract legally because he clearly is in breach according to the report in The Athletic. And so Ayuk, instead of fighting it, just you take your release and you get better and you go play football elsewhere.
Before we take some more calls, engagement is everything on the court in life. Vote in our engaging Dub Nation poll on 95.7 The Game's Twitter page before every game. Presented by Shane Coe, your friend and jeweler. So we asked you earlier, Warriors and Blazers tonight, other than Steph, who's going to be the highest scorer in tonight's game? Jimmy Butler, Denny Avdija, Jeremy Grant, or someone else? There's a couple quirks here that are interesting. First of all, Denny Avdija is the winner, not Jimmy Butler. Okay. I thought for sure it was going to be Jimmy. You're all Warrior fans, I thought. But anyway, Denny gets 46.2% of the vote. Jimmy gets 35.2% of the vote. And then poor Jeremy Grant lost to, quote, someone else.
Ah, boy.
Someone else comes in third at 9.7%. Jeremy Grant, Lil Caboose, at 9%. Thank you all for voting in our Shane Coe poll.
He's going to get his chance now. Coming off the bench, he's a volume shooter. So
Jeremy Grant.
Don't sleep on Jeremy Grant.
I'm not sleeping on anything. Actually, I might sleep through this. Well, it's Friday night. I don't know.
Sleep through it. This one's going to be 133 to 121. This is going to be a wild hootenanny of a ball game.
It's a cup game.
Oh, that's right.
Essentially, like do or die cup game.
All right.
It's a must win.
Now we're drinking.
It's a double must win.
I forgot it was a cup game. Gray courts, red wine. Let's go. Yep. I'm in. I'll make it.
So make sure you drink that wine from a cup.
Oh,
it's a cup game. Thank you for the uptick.
No, it's good.
It's a cup tick.
It's not that it wasn't good. I just
gave you a three originally. That was a wine.
I hate drinking. This sounds so off. I hate drinking wine from a cup.
Of course. course.
I really do. It's just.
Where are you going to put your pinky?
No, it's not that. It just makes me feel like, I don't know.
You're a bum.
It makes me feel like I'm losing in life. Like, I'm just like, it doesn't even need to have a stem. It could be one of those bowl wine glasses. But can we not have paper cups and wine? I just feel like I'm losing. I don't like losing.
Yeah.
All right. Back to the phones. Let's go to John, who's in Anchorage, Alaska. Hi, John. What are you doing?
Hey, I'm just got off work early, chilling at home. Just heard about all this IU drama here. And I got a few thoughts. Just, he must really, really, I mean, really not want to be here. Because I would have to assume that he's got to know, or someone in his camp's got to know, he's not going to get paid anywhere from another team what money he's given up. It's like he's got to, I'm assuming that he's got to, I mean, I'm sure he wants to, but I'm sure he's got to know he's not getting that. So he must really, really not want to be here, like bad. Like he must be really bad.
This is an interesting sort of thing that you're bringing up here, John. Thank you for calling. That's the piece of the story that we don't have yet. So if we all agree, and I don't know that we all do, but I think this is, first of all, it's a gift from Brandon Ayuk to the Niners. I think it's a terrible business move by Brandon. And the question that we can't answer yet is, why? Why are you doing this?
Because he wants his freedom. That, to me, is crystal clear.
Okay.
He would rather get a chance to play elsewhere than have to suffer through another season of being a 49ers. Even if it means he gets on the order of maybe $25 million.
But, like, again, even if you're like, okay, I hate. In fact, I bet there's a lot of people listening to us right now. Y'all hate your job? Do you hate your job? But are you quitting it?
Depends how much you hate it.
All right, let's say that you make, we'll pick a round number. You make 100 grand a year.
Oh, boy, I wish.
You make 100 grand a year, but you hate your job. And you know that at any point, you could leave because someone else is offering you 40 grand a year.
We don't know that. It's a faulty premise.
Why?
Because he might go out there and get 105 grand.
Ain't nobody going out there.
He might get 70 grand and be happy. Nope. If 40 was an unfair parameter.
40 was unnecessary.
Totally, thank you.
No, what? Even if it's 70, that's a lot. That's a huge difference.
Depends on how unhappy you are.
I guess.
What if I said, let's just say you make 100 grand and you have a choice of either going to jail and making that 100 grand or you go out there and you go make 40 grand somewhere else.
Faulty premise.
You're right.
How could the Niners be jail?
It's
and 100
not jail.
Grand doesn't do anything for you if you don't have your freedom and you can't spend it.
Right.
That's what I mean.
You get to save it and you could actually save all of it because
how many people
you're going to buy cigarettes.
How many people do you know that would that would just punt on this many millions of dollars? How about
we all thought that Jonathan Kuminga
was
going to.
Say, yeah, but he did, but what did he end up doing? He ended up signing a deal that keeps him under Warrior control for two seasons in a spot he supposedly hated. No one's leaving that much money on the table.
Le'Veon Bell did. You brought it up earlier. Great example. He was going to be franchised a second straight year, and he said, we're not doing that. And so he sat out the year. He got a good deal, 4 years and $51 million, not fully guaranteed. And it didn't really work out.
I mean, it was way less than yeah.
Well, the franchise was probably about 20-something at the time.
Way less than what he was seeking.
Right.
Right. Like, I mean, I don't think...
It's a risky proposition.
There's no question in my mind. You said it's probably a one-year deal. You're probably right. And it's not. I mean, it's 20 max.
Oh, I don't even think it's 20.
Yeah, it might be less. It might be less. Let's see what time is it. Hey, yeah, Kurt and Hayward Hills. Hi, Kurt.
Hello. Hey. Hey. There you go. Hey. There they are, Woolen and Dibs, the two best sports boys in town.
It's great to hear your voice, Kurt.
Let me tell you something about Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy is not going to miss Brandon Ayuk at all. He's an elite quarterback. He can throw the ball to any receiver. Brandon Ayuk is replaceable, bottom line. He didn't listen to the 49ers. He wanted to do things his way, and they got rid of him. They blew him out, and that was great. We don't need Brandon Ayuk at all. We're going to be fine without him. We save some money, and we might get a better player. And Brock Purdy's elite quarterback. Moving right on to the Warriors. Tonight we play the Blazers. We're 5-0 home. We're going to be 6-0 after tonight. They're going down, the Blazers.
Thanks, Kurt.
I think Denny Abdi is going to score 40 tonight. What do you say to that, Kurt?
I got it! Hey!
Hey! Thanks, Kurt. We love when Kurt calls in on Friday. Oh, my God. 925, whoever you are.
Yeah?
Thank you for texting. Did we fade the Dibbers already? Good Lord, the Brandon Ayuk thing, we almost forgot.
Ladies and gentlemen, fade the Dibbers.
Yeah, Grandy, go. Go, go, go. Oh, my. Wow! Bucks, Rams, L.A., Rams, -6.5, Dibs.
Tampa still not healthy, Rams, top 2 defense, top 5 offense. Tampa going cross-country, even though it's a night game, I don't like the spot. You take the Rams, and you lay the 6.5.
I picked the pick, and hey.
You're not fading.
Yeah, I hate the Rams. Oh. Screw the Rams.
Whose house?
Not
Tampa's house.
That's not the Rams either.
No.
It was crazy.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. All right, great pick, Dibs.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, you want to do it again tomorrow?
No.
Okay, how about on Sunday?
Mop.
So you want to do it on Monday?
At Laughing Monk.
Okay, I'll meet you there.
Okay.
Let's eat. About noon?
Yep.
All right, and then we'll do the show at 2.
I'm going to need a ride to the game.
Grandy, what's about to happen on the radio?
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, Evan Giddings has Warriors Live from Chase Center.
I knew that.
Coming up next.
It's better coming from you. All right, it's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good, for Dibs, for Grandy, for Ken. I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. That's all you got.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.